Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Our store has just received a delivery of 5 crates of bottled water. Is this correct?
Yes. There's a music festival at Mathis Park today. Since our supermarket is the only one in the neighborhood, a lot of people will be stopping by for snacks and drinks. It's going to be a busy day.
Oh, I see. Do we need to call some extra staff members to come in?
Ms. Newton has already done that. And I'll move the bottled water display near the entrance so people can find it easily.
Number 32. Where do the speakers work? Number 33. According to the woman, why will the business be busy today? Number 34. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I'm interested in having some business cards printed. Can your business handle that?
Of course. You just have to provide the text and any logo or graphics you'd like. Then I'll send you the sample design by email so you can approve it.
That sounds perfect. The cards are for a new staff member who starts work on July 7th. Will they be ready by then?
Certainly. If you send me the information today, I can have them done by tomorrow afternoon. Number 35. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 36. Why will the man send an email to the woman? Number 37. According to the woman, what will happen on July 7th? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
James and Patricia, thanks for assisting with the open house for the property on Camden Street. This is an important client for our real estate firm. It's too bad that so few people attended the open house, though.
Yeah, the small number of visitors was a letdown.
Well, we can feature the property on our website to give it more exposure.
Good point, Patricia. Could you go to the house today and take more pictures of it? That would be good for the online listing.
Number 38. What kind of business do the speakers work for? Number 39. What were the speakers disappointed by? Number 40. What is Patricia asked to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. The open interviews for the positions at our firm will be held on Thursday. Are there any more preparations that need to be made?
We've advertised heavily, so we expect a great turnout. Some of our HR employees will be conducting on-the-spot interviews. I've made a schedule for the times they'll cover. I'll print out duplicates tomorrow.
Great. Can I help you with anything?
Well, last year we conducted several interviews at once in the main hall. It was a bit noisy, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Why don't we reserve smaller meeting rooms so that the interviews can be private? I'll take care of that. Number 41. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 42. What does the woman plan to do tomorrow? Number 43. What does the man recommend doing? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon. I saw in the newspaper that your business is having a sale. I'd like to buy a sapphire necklace.
If the display case is empty, it means we're sold out. We'll get a new shipment on Tuesday, though.
Well, I was planning to buy it as a birthday gift. The celebration is this evening.
We have a wide range of necklaces with other precious gems. I'm sure you could find something you like.
I really need the sapphire one so that it matches some other accessories my friend has. Would you mind looking in the stockroom just to make sure? Number 44. Where does the woman most likely work? Number 45. What does the man suggest when he says, "The celebration is this evening"? Number 46. What does the man ask the woman to do? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Meisner, thanks for taking the time to give me a tour of your facility.
It's my pleasure. I think our concert hall would be perfect for your orchestra's annual show. I know that you held it at the Pelham Center last year. May I ask why you decided to make a change?
Well, the seating capacity there was too low. There were a lot of people who were unable to get tickets.
I understand. That definitely won't be a problem here.
Wonderful. We'll go with your side. How soon could you draw up the contract?
It'll take 3 days to prepare it. I'll send it to you as soon as it's ready.
Number 47. Where does the woman work? Number 48. According to the man, what was the problem last year? Number 49. What will the woman send to the man in 3 days? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Tessa, I want you to design some brochures for Griffin Furniture. They have some new mattresses and bed frames that they want to inform their customers about.
No problem. I've worked closely with Griffin Furniture for a long time, so I know their needs well.
I know. That's why I thought you'd be the right person for this project. The work needs to be completed by the day after tomorrow.
That's soon. You know, I'm supposed to be working on some business cards for Lowry Co.
Why don't you pass that duty on to Gina? The Griffin Furniture project is much more important, so I want you to give it your full attention. Number 50. Where is the conversation most likely taking place? Number 51. According to the man, why did he want to assign the task to the woman? Number 52. What does the man think the woman should do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
You've reached Ollie Commercial Kitchen Supplies. How may I help you?
Hello. I bought an oven for my bake shop last week, but it's not working like I expected.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, the oven is not shutting off on its own after the timer goes off. I've already burned several batches of bread.
I'm very sorry for the inconvenience, sir. Have you tried resetting the oven? That usually solves the problem.
I'm not sure how to do that.
It's difficult to explain over the phone, but take a look at the manual that came with the device. Those instructions should be clear.
Number 53. What business does the man operate? Number 54. According to the man, what is the problem with a product? Number 55. What does the woman instruct the man to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Veronica, we've got to finish up the work here at Arcadia Co.'s offices before moving on to the public library.
Okay, I just have one floor of windows left to clean. Max, would you meet me on the third floor to work on them with me?
The carpets didn't get clean after passing the steam cleaner over them just once. They need a second run.
All right, then I'll take care of the rest of the windows myself.
And don't forget that the truck's going to be here at 8:30 to pick up the dumpster, so let's get back together at 8 o'clock to empty all of the garbage bins.
Sounds great. Number 56. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 57. Why does the man say they need a second run? Number 58. What do the speakers plan to do at 8 o'clock? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Louis, our CEO wants to transition from print copies to online editions for the magazines we publish. More and more people are using smartphones to consume information, so this will better position our company for the future.
That makes sense, but I don't think our current staff can handle a project like that at the moment. We'll need a lot more people to do the work properly.
Well, there's going to be a recruiting expo in Toronto in May. Maybe our company could have a booth there to hire the new employees we need.
Number 59. What industry do the speakers work in? Number 60. Why is the man worried? Number 61. What event will take place in Toronto in May? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and floor plans. Hello, I'm planning to move to the Fairmont neighborhood next month so that I don't have to commute so far to my office. I need a one-bedroom apartment.
I can help you with that. These apartments here are available for move-in next month.
I think this studio would be too small for me.
Yes, it's only about 600 square feet.
Well, I have a budget of $700 per month.
You can see here that we have a one-bedroom apartment that's $675 per month. It's in a new building, too.
Wonderful. I'd like to tour the property as soon as possible.
Let me reserve the next available time slot for you.
Number 62. Why does the man plan to move to the Fairmont neighborhood? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which building has an apartment that the man is interested in? Number 64. What will the woman most likely do next? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list.
Christina, have you written the description of our business for the Lindenberg guidebook yet? We need to submit it today so that our facility will be listed.
Yes, I've just finished a draft that you can look over. I've outlined the equipment and classes that we offer at our gym. There's also information about how to get a one-day pass, which I think will be of interest to tourists.
That's perfect. This will be great publicity for us because the guidebook goes out to 95% of the hotels in the area and all of the tourist centers and travel agencies.
Number 65. What task has the woman been assigned? Number 66. Look at the graphic. In which section would the speaker's business most likely appear? Number 67. What benefit of the guidebook does the man mention? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map. Hi, Debbie, it's Colin. I'm really sorry, but I'm going to be late for the dinner with our new client, Mr. Porter. My car wouldn't start, so I had to take the bus instead.
Oh, I see. The reservation is at 7 at Willow Steakhouse, right?
Yes, that's right. It's in Perkins Plaza. I don't want Mr. Porter to be waiting at the restaurant, though. Could you meet him there and welcome him?
Of course. How late do you think you'll be?
We're passing the Odell Mall right now, so it'll be about 30 minutes.
All right. We'll order some appetizers in the meantime.
Number 68. What problem does the man mention? Number 69. What is the woman asked to do? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Where is the man near now?